Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am Betsy McLaughlin, and we're here today waiting for my fabulous co-host, Kathy, to hop on here. And today is, it's April of 2018. And I was talking to our producer before we started the show. It's been really funny in the weather in the northeast part of the country in America, where we've got one day it's 70 degrees and the next day it's cold enough to snow, and it's really just been an interesting time. And I know, like, the New England area, they were just had another snowstorm, so it's just so interesting this spring. But I hope that whenever you listen to this, I hope that you're doing well. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about, are you trying to be a perfect parent? So what does that mean? Like, have you been living your life trying to fit whatever you have decided being a perfect parent is, or what it looks like? And part of the conversation will also be around, are you allowed to have a life outside of your children? And what does it mean for you to be a good mother or a good father? And are you cutting off pieces and parts of you in order to do that? So, and I know we're going to have quite an interesting conversation about all the different places that you can go. And being a parent is one of the most judgeable things that there are out there. You know, whether you're judging someone else or judging yourself about what you should have done or what you could have done differently, what you didn't do. So it's going to be a great, fun conversation. And before we get started to, you know, like, diving into all of this, a little bit of information about Kathy and myself. So Kathy Williams lives in Maui, Hawaii, and I'm Betsy McLaughlin, as I said earlier, and I live in Maryland, a suburb of Washington, D.C. I'm about 40 minutes away if the traffic isn't too terrible. And so we're both in the United States, but we travel all over the place. We are certified facilitators using the tools and questions and a lot of the body of work of Access Consciousness. So you might hear us talking about it quite a bit, and that's why it has made such an amazing change in my life, for sure, and I know Kathy's as well, where I have really gone from being very depressed and sad and bitter to a joyful, happy person who really looks forward to adventures and what can be created. So that is a little bit about us. And you can find Kathy. She's got a couple of websites. She's got Meet Kathy Williams with Kathy with a K.com. And she also has IO Transformation, standing for Inside Out Transformation.com. And we have a website together, which is imperfectbrilliance.com, name of the show. And my website is creatingyumminess.com. You can also find us by looking on Facebook. And we teach, like I said before, we teach classes all literally around the world. We do a lot of online classes. We do coaching in person as well as a remote session. So feel free, please, to reach out to us. Our email address is imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com. So there's lots of ways to find us. We also have a Facebook group. We have a Facebook page, and we would love to hear from you. You guys, you know, your questions and what you would like to talk about is really what schedules our shows. So we're happy to play with you, and you're always welcome to call in and ask questions as well. So with all of that, you know, welcome, and we're so grateful that you do tap in and listen to our show, whether you're listening live or listening in the future. So with all of that, what I would love to start this conversation with asking a question. What does a perfect parent even look like for you? And, you know, just kind of tap into the energy of what that is. And so in that, welcome, Miss Kathy. Thank you so much. I just finished introducing us and talking a little bit about how to find us and our websites and all that good stuff. So we're ready to talk about the juice of the energy of what does being a perfect parent look like in your world?
Oh, wow. There are so many projections and expectations put on parents, aren't there? Even before we have a child, right? Even when we're pregnant, people like, oh, you should do this. Don't do that. You know, oh, what are you going to do about this? Are you going to circumcise or not? Or everyone seems to have an opinion, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They sure do.
So it can be really interesting to try to decipher, especially a new parent, like, what's my reality with parenting? What are my desires?
That's so true. I remember being pregnant and, you know, complete strangers would walk up to me and start giving me either pregnancy advice or child raising advice and be like, I didn't even ask for anything.
I know. I got the same. Yeah.
Did she really? So funny.
Yeah. And it's sort of like, how can we let everyone have their own point of view and really tap into what works for us? I'm published in the book called Possibilities in Parenting, and I tell the story of, you know, I really thought Waldorf philosophy was the best way, right? I saw amazing children being raised in this tradition, and they were creative and respectful and just beautiful people. So I thought, okay, this is the way. And I really tried to formulate my life to fit that. And I was miserable. So miserable.
Wow.
Yeah. I would read these things like, well, you should keep the children inside this much to keep them, their bodies, you know, taken care of and them nurtured and not too exposed. And so I tried to do it, and I just felt like cabin fever all the time.
Mm.
Yeah, really, like one way of knowing that you're not living your own reality with parenting, you're trying to live by someone else's, is if you're unhappy.
If you're unhappy.
If you're unhappy.
Hmm.
You have to look at. look at. Am I trying to live someone else's way with parenting?
Well, you know, and you brought up a good point earlier, too, when you said, especially as a new parent, where you really, you just have no idea, let me rephrase that, you think you have no idea
oh,
what
I
to
love
do.
That. That's, yeah, thank you for
right?
making that distinction. Yeah.
Because is that really true?
Not in the truth of your intuitive or knowing.
Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We know so much more than we give ourselves credit for. I mean, well, and that's kind of how we're trained to live, right? Like, look up to someone else. Someone else knows better than you do. And that's kind of how it is from the time we're very young. Sit in class and pay attention, and you'll learn something.
Right.
From the person who knows, which is never you. Wow. Can we clear that?
Oh, no, we have to sit with that. Sorry.
Oh,
So everything that is bringing up in your world, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it?
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
I'm the Godzillion.
Thank you.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
And would you like to explain what all of those weird words were that don't even make any sense?
Sure. In Access Consciousness, we have something we call the clearing statement, and that is designed to bypass your logical mind and go to the energy of what's creating the stuckness or limitation. So all of those weird words are not designed to make sense, but rather to bring up the energy of whatever is creating the limitation and clear it. And you can find out more about that at theclearingstatement.com.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. So where
Betsy?
Would we like to go next? Go ahead.
Yeah, this show was really your idea, this topic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious as to what you were tapped into when you were like, we need to do a show on parenting.
You know, it's interesting because I have, as well as my husband does, we both still have one parent. And the roles are changing as, you know, you have aging parents, which we probably could do an entire show just on that. And it struck me the other day, right, where it was as the children become more of the caretaker role. So it really reverses from how it was as you were, you know, growing up. And I guess that kind of just had me looking at all of that, where I'm sorry, I'm hearing an echo, so it's distracting me just a little bit, where it's just like, okay, what as a child, as an adult child, caring for a parent who is going through a lot of health things and for the first time, you know, maybe in their life where they actually have to more rely on someone else and they're not as strong and independent as they've always been. It really got me looking at parenting from that angle. And then that kind of started having me look at and having some conversations with people around whatever stage you're at in your life with parenting. And even if you're not a parent, you still have children in your life, right, that you adore and you want to contribute to. So in looking at this whole big picture of what parenting is and where we have already decided so much, that's where I really wanted to have this conversation about What can we contribute to the children coming up in the world now, as well as to ourselves as our roles may be changing or morphing with our parents, if our parents are still alive?
Got it. Yeah. Yeah, it's such an interesting, area to focus, because so much of where we function from here seems to be either reproductions of what we've seen with our own families, or kind of resistance against the way our family did it. So, oh, well, my mom parented like this, so I'm not going to. Or, oh,
yes,
that really worked,
yes,
so I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus having full choice of the menu of possibilities.
Yes, totally. And because when you decide either that you're absolutely not going to do it the way your mother or your father did, or a teacher did, or you've decided that there's something they've done so great that you're going to do it that same way, how many choices on that menu, like you just referenced, are there?
It's so limited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one of the gifts of Access Consciousness is the questions, constantly being in the question. And one of the ways to do that is, just to say, and Betsy, you're really good at bringing this in, I wonder what it would be like to have more ease with parenting. I wonder what it would be like to actually have generative conversations with my children. So when we get back, we can explore what kind of questions, and including empowering our children via use of question. So thank you so
Love
much
it.
For listening to Imperfect Brilliance, everybody. We'll be back in just a few.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin. And today our conversation is about parenting. Are you trying to be a perfect parent? And I have definitely gone down that route, and it was stressful. Life is so much better with parenting when you're not trying to be a perfect parent. Would you agree, Betts?
Oh my gosh, that's such a true statement for me too, as well.
Yeah, so one of the things we introduced right before going to break was asking questions with your children and of your children, and empowering kids through question. And this is an area I know Betsy is really good in, so I'm going to ask you, what questions might you suggest for parents?
Well, one of them that just popped as soon as you asked that question is, would you be willing to give yourself a break?
Oh, like, what does that even mean?
Right? Like, first and foremost, would you be willing to take some pressure off of yourself and stop judging yourself so harshly for everything that you're doing wrong?
Oh, yeah. Wow, what a relief when we're willing to do that.
Yeah. Because really, when you're in judgment of yourself, what energy is that putting out for you and your family? If you're in constant state of judgment, you can't be in gratitude at the same time. And I know I was like an expert judger of myself. Many, many, many years of experience of it. Yes.
professional.
Right. Oh, totally. So I could, you know, like just teach that even totally being asleep, right? When you're in the space of judging you, what are you going to create more of?
Yeah, not only judgment, but stress, and that has a ripple effect on our families.
Yes.
And actually, kids mirror that. We have neurons in the brain called mirror neurons, and so they pick up on that really easily. It's kind of like, you know, maybe you guys have heard of clocks. When clocks that are ticking at in different sync are put it all into a room together, they'll eventually start ticking together. That's kind of what people do too. Mirror each other in a way.
Well, and you know, when you're around somebody who is judging and critical and negative or whatever, you know, adjectives you'd like to use there, do you really want to stay around them?
Very rarely.
Right? Or you're kind of like, okay, I'm going to sneak out here and like find a reason to go find some more enjoyable conversations, right? So if that's the space that you are being, like you said, the ripple effect that it has of your kids and other family members, do they really want to be around you?
No, not so much. And I'm curious, you know, children function really from a lot of question and curiosity and the space of wonder. And
they sure do.
Yeah, and so what if we could actually flip it around and bring in some of that? Like, oh, where are they functioning from? And when they continuously ask, well, you know, I remember this from my own carpool days. You know, where is Daddy? I would start to say, you know, because they would ask over and over, and I'd say, he's at work, you know. And finally, I started to say, he's on the moon. He's stuck in a tree. He's on a boat in the ocean. And we just had so much fun with it, instead of like the seriousness and the, oh my goodness, why are they asking this question one more time?
Yes.
You know, just make it really fun. How much fun can we add to our parenting instead of trying to get it right? Because what is right? What is perfect in regard to parenting?
Well, not only do the kids have more fun when you're joking and jovial, but you're having fun. And then you go to the whole creative thing, like, all right, what silly, crazy answer can I give them to these questions that I get all the time? And, you know, so how much joy can you create in your own life by saying, well, you know, daddy's hanging upside down in a tree stuck in a parachute, or, you know, whatever you come up with, right? That's just be like, I don't know when he'll get out, you know, he's got to get out of the parachute where he's hanging upside down first. You know, things, fun, silly things like that, that are such a contribution to your day and what you would like to be creating, right?
Well, and I love that, because the other thing about getting our minds oriented in that direction is, you know, of how much fun can I have, is it also opens up our creativity. Okay, what can I answer now? He's like floating on a cloud with 30 monkeys, and they're all singing. You know what I mean? Like, life does not have to be as serious as we make it.
It's so true. And so, like, the more joy that you bring into your life, again, the ripple effect. Would you rather have a ripple effect of negativity or of joy? What would you choose?
Oh, I wonder. and what models we have. And, you know, younger children, and we can have a totally different conversation about older children as well. You know, and asking them questions and using reverse psychology of when they don't want to do something, or really being present. And I think presence is such a huge part of it, because books I have, and that's kind of the idea that they're the right and it's this way, you know, and then I would super impose that onto my life and try to fit myself to it and wonder why it wasn't working. Instead of getting really present and tapping into me and asking myself, well, you know, okay, what technique or what could I choose that would work right now in this situation to create more ease?
That question is amazing. What could I choose right now to ease the situation?
To create ease for your child. You know, what do I know? Because I know more about my family than any book will.
Very true.
No. Because they're brilliant too.
What was the last thing you said, hon? You're cutting out a little bit.
Oh, I said, what do our kids do? Because they're brilliant.
Okay, I think you said, what do our kids know? Because they're brilliant too.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so, and that was a part, thank you so much for bringing that in, because I had that awareness too of, like, what could you invite your kids in with the silly? And inviting them to participate and, as you say, be present, as opposed to them being bored or distracted. And, you know, when you're engaging them, you know, how much more present are they going to be with you?
Yeah. And it won't always work right away. Right? I mean, we have expectations that, oh, if I do this, now they're going to respond this way. Ha ha. However, you know.
Just when you think you have it figured out.
Oh, yes. Yes. I remember working with a client and her talking. One of women would just go on and take 10 minutes to tell a story that should take two, right? And she was like, you know, it drives me bananas. And I said, well, how amazing is it that you've created a mindfulness training for free? You have the greatest mindfulness training right in front of you, the greatest training to be able to be present in your life with others, even when you don't really want to. You know, mm-hmm. And she said she took that and she was like, Kathy, doing that, like changing perspective with this changed my whole life.
Mm. You know, so many times it really is shifting your perspective, your point of view, and being willing to look at things from a different angle, asking questions. And, you know, again, with our parenting and everything that you have decided was wrong about your parenting, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all those judgments and conclusions that you have made about your lack of parenting skills?
Yes.
Yay.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. You know, I mean,
you know,
yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say the other thing that's really popping in there is like, would you be willing to be the worst parent out there ever?
I'm hearing a lot of no. And here's the thing. If you're unwilling to be, then what ends up happening is you start to judge yourself and your responses and your actions and even your thoughts about parenting against that. Like, oh, geez, and am I being such a terrible parent? And if you're willing to be it, it doesn't mean you have to be it, but you lose the charge. You lose the pushing against, and you can be like, oh, well, if someone thinks I am, they just think I am.
Right.
You know, and I might be on one day, like a certain day, but that doesn't mean I am, or in a certain moment, but not forever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you so much for that, because that's where I was like, because the things that you're so unwilling to be, you're fighting against and you're giving it attention. So what if it's actually giving you the exact opposite of what you think it would be doing?
Yeah, and maybe this example will zero in on that a little bit more. So let's say someone's really against getting divorce. Well, then they're going to think a lot more about divorce than if they had no charge about that. And they'd think like, oh, I hope, you know, I can't say this or I can't do this or whatnot. And if they drop that unwillingness, right? It doesn't mean they have to get divorced at all. But if they drop the unwillingness, then they'll have fewer thoughts, less energy oriented in that direction, and actually are less likely to get divorced. Kind of funny, huh?
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be.
I was just going to say that, too.
I picked it out of your head.
Probably, right?
Yeah. And one thing I'd like to bring in, Betsy, is asking kids, you know, what's true for you?
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about that. You know, really using questions to empower kids. Like, we do function a lot in parenting from right and wrong. Like, be good, don't be bad, you know, do what's right. And what if instead we were to look at choices, like kids' choices? Let's say I have two boys. They're five. Actually, one's birthday is today. He's six, and the other one's
eight. Happy birthday.
Yay. He's thrilled.
I'm
so
sure.
Let's say this 6-year-old slaps his brother. Okay. Mm-hmm. And instead of saying, like, don't do that, that was bad, what if I say, okay, so what did that choice create? Like, did that really create the future that you'd like to create? And he might actually say, yes, it did. Like, each choice we all make, whether we're an adult or a child, creates something. So what if it's mm-hmm. less about trying to get life right and do what's right, and instead, like, if I choose this, what's it going to create? Because then I can also start to help him look at, like, is that the choice you would make in the future? Or what choice could you make instead that will help you get along or get what you want? And so he can start to look at, well, what other options did I have available? Mm-hmm. I could have talked to my brother. I could have, you know, given him this toy so I could have that toy. Or I could have gone in a different room and, like, or jumped on the trampoline to get out my frustration. You know, like, mm-hmm. help him start to look at, oh, I have choices. Instead yeah. of, oh, that was bad that I hit my brother and I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, well, and it really does, because there's so much in, you know, children's lives, especially when they're of school age, too, right? You know, you're going to school, you have all these, you know, rules and regulations of what you have to follow all day long. And they're not being asked things like, what would create greater? What do you know? You know, what? And so giving our children some empowerment and having them realize that everything that they're doing is a choice. You can choose to hit your brother, or you could choose to walk away. You could choose, you know, so, and to give them some power back when there's so much of their lives that they're just being told what to do 24/7. And, you know, how much of even when, and I'm doing air quotes here, but of course you can't see me, but, like, even when you have children who are acting out or have behavioral problems or whatever else that they might be labeled as, how much of that is really just a reaction to not having any freedom or feeling like they have no choice?
That is true. I mean, that happens a lot with children and teenagers. Yeah. So what else is possible? And how can we
help
empower them? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll get into this conversation even more after this break. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We'll be back in a moment.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, you guys, where today we were talking about lots of different things around parenting and how much are you trying to be a perfect parent and how much is that actually limiting your life. And before we get started again, Kathy, I know you've got some classes coming up and I do as well. So would you like to tell our listeners about what you got going on?
Oh, thank you, Betts. Yes, I have an Access Consciousness Bars class. It's a one-day magical class coming up on Maui, April 30th, and in London on June 27th, followed by the Foundation in London, June 28th through July 1st. And we have some fun planned. If you don't want to head to London, you can find me at the beach, either on Maui for Foundation, which is May 2nd through 4th, or again in September, or on Hilton Head in South Carolina. And that is July 21st, so midsummer at the beach. And you can find out all about those at accessconsciousness.com/Kathy with a K, Williams with an F. accessconsciousness.com/Kathy Williams. Thank you. And a fun online energy pulse class. It's $35. And 5 days in a row of energy pulls, really magical, starting next Tuesday. And if you're into that sort of energetic exercise for prosperity, find out more about that at iotransformation.com/pulls with an S. So love to have you on that. That's online via Zoom or via Facebook. Super fun. And how about you,
Fantastic.
Betsy?
Thank you so much. And we've got a couple things in the works, which we'll be announcing shortly. And I have, and we being Kathy and I together.
Yes.
And then I've got a couple of classes coming up. I have, I'm also teaching a foundation class, which it truly, truly is a joyfully miraculous class that there's so many changes. It's really hard to even describe it other than it's 4 days of magic and your whole life just becomes way easier.
So true.
So I'm doing, I'm teaching that class, yes, in Virginia at the end of the month. It starts on the 26th of April. We'd love to have you, and close to a couple of major airports. And then I've got a bars class in the middle of May, and I'm looking at putting another foundation class, I think the first weekend in June, as well as a couple of online things that are almost finished. Life has been kind of hectic lately, so I'm a little behind in some of the things that I would like to get scheduled, but keep your eyes out and check. I'm also on the Access Consciousness website that Kathy talked about earlier. You can search, you know, for my name, Betsy McLaughlin, just like you were searched for Kathy. And so anyhow, lots of fun options and choices. And we're so grateful for any, you know, like for your consideration to play with us in any or all of these different ways, right?
True story. And kids are always welcome. You know, I've
always
had 3-year-olds in my classes. My kids have gone to several other people's classes. Yeah, I've had teenagers. Some teens are free. It depends on their age, and you can check it out. Some are free. Some are half price. And they're all such a gift to the class because they get the tools of change so quickly. Like, they have so little resistance, and they get it so quickly. And it's amazing. I mean, even my children, after having gone to classes, I think they're not paying attention. And then they'll say or do something incredible, and I'm like, oh, they actually were paying attention. Yeah. So
it is amazing, yes.
They're totally welcome to come and play as well. And if you think they're not interested, you know, they can participate as much or as little as they like. And that's the cool thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's empowering. You know, it's not leaving mm-hmm. them out. And anytime we ask questions of our kids, we're empowering them. One of the things that really opened my eyes, again, it was in the book called Possibility Parenting, which you can find on. It was something, a chapter in there in which Gary Douglas was talking about kindness and caring for your children and caring mm-hmm. being, you know, being aware of who they are and allowing them to choose what they're going to choose and not trying to force them to be who you think they should be, because they're never going to mm-hmm. be that anyway, you know, and the more you think they should be it and try to force them into that, the more they're going to resist.
The more they're going to fight against it. Yes.
Yeah. Allowing them to become who they become, you know, when they become. And there's a lot in that book about, do I control them or do I let them go wild? And, you know, that balance between chaos and order. And it's a powerful book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, it's not powerful. You are.
You are.
It's
totally.
It's just an eye-opening book. Yeah.
Totally.
Some different perspectives.
So, yeah, for sure. And so we were talking a bit about empowering children and, you know, and also empowering you to know what you know as a parent and to be willing to know what you know. And here's an example that when my son was, oh gosh, he couldn't talk yet. So I don't think he could walk. He was probably 8 months old, maybe 9 months, and he was sick. And I took him to the doctors and they said, oh, he's just got a cold, you know, and it was almost like they patted me on the head and, okay, you're being a hysterical mother. You can go home now. 2 days later, I was in the emergency room with him where he had pneumonia. And
wow.
Right at the time, I did not stand up for what I knew that he was really, like, he was sick. And I knew there was something, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And then, he just got worse to the point where, you know, he would not let go of me. And he was crying and crying and crying. And, you know, he wasn't able to tell me in words, but I knew there was something seriously wrong. And, you know, so I got him, like I said, got him to the emergency room and we got some care for him. You know, but it's like, how many different ways in our own lives have we discounted what we knew?
A billion.
Right.
At least.
So everything that is bringing up and every, you know, everything that's bringing up and letting down in your world, would you be willing to destroy and create that?
Yes.
Thank
right
you.
And wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And would we be willing to follow what we know and what's true for mm-hmm. us, even if maybe a parent doesn't agree or a family, another family member doesn't know, the world seems to have a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a little tricky to navigate, but
it can.
It's like, yeah. Yeah, again, it kind of comes back to, are you happy in the family as well? Are you including you in the equation?
Right.
Because a lot of times right. when we're parenting, we kind of give up our own desires in service of, oh, I've got to do this. I've got to go to all the baseball games or the whatever it is, you know, for me, it was, well, I have to do parenting the right way. So I better not go outside and expose my kids to the you know, whatever Waldorf says is going to get them there. And so I didn't, and I just suffered terribly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, wait, does this actually work for me? Does this work for mm-hmm. our family? And mm-hmm. and there are thousands of parenting books out there with thousands of different perspectives. And it's like, cool, what do you know? You know, you can take techniques
right.
and tips
right.
and all sorts of things from those. And what is it you know? What do you know about your life and your family? And if you really give yourself the freedom to tap into that, like, what can you create that's greater than you've ever imagined? And you can even ask that, you know, okay, what can I create with my family that's greater than I've even ever imagined?
I love that. Love that question.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. And we said this question earlier, like, how serious have you been with your parenting? And what if you changed that to, like, how much fun can I have? How much joy can I bring into my life? And how much ease can all of this be, where maybe I've been making things harder than they really need to be?
Yeah. Yeah. And the significance factor, like, I think a lot of mm-hmm. times we, you know, life is going along well. Maybe a little skirt, you know, there is something that's maybe not working so well, and we get fixated on that instead of like, okay, that is the one rock in the road, but it's not, you know, completely blocking the path. It's just one part of the path. And if I didn't fixate on it, what would be possible? Because mm-hmm. that's when we get out of the wrongness of how bad a parent am I. You know, I've heard so many people have said to me, Kathy, you're an amazing parent. And every time I've been like, really? Like, really? And it's just part of me being me and tapping into what works for my family, which, you know, might not work for yours. And I'm not like... I wouldn't consider myself an awesome parent in like the way you're supposed to do it, right? I travel mm-hmm. a lot. I do a lot of things on my own, which actually kind of fills my cup. And then I can be really present for my kids instead of resenting them by like always having to be with them. So it's that sort of imbalance, balance type of thing, like where I'm not striving for balance, but it's the balance that works for our family.
Right. That's such a good point, too. You know, what works for your family may not work for any other family. And, you know, are you willing to be okay with choosing what works for you, staying in the question, being in the wonderment of what you can create every day that is, you know, even way better than it was the day before.
Ooh, I like that. How can I be a better parent than I was yesterday? How can I be
yes.
greater than I was yesterday? That's a question I ask every day. Like, what would
yeah.
it take for me to be greater than I was yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
At everything.
And there's, well, totally in every aspect of your life. And there's such a yummy juice there with that question, and there's nowhere in there does it say, well, I was a crap parent yesterday, so I have to do it way better today, right? It's just like, how can it all be greater? How can it be greater than anything that I can even imagine?
Yes,
you know, and including your children in the equation of the life that you're creating together.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean you always have to get along, right? Or agree.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite lines from a friend was once, you know, her telling me about a different person and saying that she told her, that other person, I'm so glad we don't have to agree and we can still be friends.
Yeah, I love that.
Because then you're allowing them to be them and have their own point of view. And if you don't force someone to agree with you, in the end, they're more likely to. They may not. But as long as you're pushing them to change their mind, they're going to push back.
Mm-hmm. So true.
So one of the questions...
Go ahead.
Go for it.
Well, this just popped in real quick, and then we'll get your question, Kathy. Are you willing to forgive your parents, too? Besides forgiving yourself and, you know, all the judgments you've heaped on yourself, what if you were willing to let go of all of the judgments of your parents?
Wow. Yeah. Not push against them.
Right.
Not make them the right way, you know, the right people to follow. Allowing mm-hmm. them to be them and you to be you.
Yeah.
And if that's challenging for you, the other question I was going to offer is, how much space can you occupy to change this? One of my very favorite questions.
Love that.
How much space can I occupy to change this? So, thank you so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. And next week's show is all about sales and not being salesy, but inviting to a different possibility. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, find us on SoundCloud or YouTube, and we'll be back next week for another show of Imperfect Brilliance. Thanks a bunch, everyone. Aloha.